It suddenly seems like every restaurant has a specific item on the menu. You hadn't heard of it before, but there are suddenly hundreds of recipes easily available online for this ingredient. It's become trendy. Some examples are quinoa, a plant originating in South America, known for its edible seeds, acerola, a cherry-like fruit also originating from South and Central America, and turmeric, a spice made from dried ground root and known for its bright yellow color. What can be bad about having a little more variety in our food and discovering new ingredients? Our food can have been part of a people's diet for centuries, but then it is catapulted overnight into the industrialized world's consciousness. This can lead to the same industrialized world taking over the main supplies of that food, leading to shortages for the people who have been relying on it for so long. This was the case with quinoa, and is happening with avocados. It's more lucrative for a country to export its production to countries where health-conscious foodies will pay a premium for it, than to save it for local consumption. Of course, this is not the case for every food that finds itself unexpectedly in the limelight. Some ingredients are common enough that their popularity might just be the result of a marketing push from producers. Some of those foods can also be actually beneficial to one's health, such as fermented food, which has seen a bit of a renaissance lately. Some can even be beneficial to the environment, such as the trendiness for hyper-local foods, which might both revitalize local food production and decrease our food-related carbon footprint.